Simen Shin Yud Ches, Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber discusses an abati, which basically means like a big bathtub that was full of hot water. So the Mechaber says that you're not allowed to put cold water into this abati, into this huge bathtub, because since the bathtub, the tendency is to make it very hot. Mishbur explains something, you want to take a bath and you want to take a shower and you want the water to be hot. Since the water is typically very hot, not just standing out to let us, but even hotter than that, therefore by putting cold water into it, it's very likely the cold water will get cooked. The Rama adds in the explanation which is needed over here. They're talking about the word on the bati, it's a klisheni. It's not the original klirishon, it's a klisheni. So the klirishon, and of course you would not be allowed to put cold water into it. You're cooking the cold water. We're discussing over here a klisheni. And typically in a klisheni is no problem with bishul, with certain exceptions that we've learned. So here's another place, Chazar Machmer, even the klisheni, the word on the bati is typically so hot that it cooks even the klisheni. However, the Mechaber says you could take from hot water which is in the sambati, which is klisheni, and pour it over into a different kli, or even into a different ambati, and that we're not afraid it's going to cook. That's already too many steps removed, pouring out of the sambati is klisheni. You know, we described it as a bathtub, the way in our house we have a bathtub set up, but it seems that from a practical point of view, it wasn't something that was like cemented into the ground like our bathtub, rather it was something that was portable, and that's what was possible to pick up a sambati and pour the water out into a different kli, or into a different ambati, and that the Shulchan Aruch says, that's mutter. And we're not afraid that it's going to cook over there. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Achrenim, that which you cannot put cold water into the sambati, which in the klisheni, is only a small amount of water, because it cannot get cooked over there. If you pour in a tremendous amount of water, to the point that it will not get cooked, in fact, the hot water that's in the body will get cooled off, and will just be like warm, so that's mutter. He says, if that body is a klirishon, so then we should be choshish for the Rishayim that are machmer, they should not put cold water, even a lot of cold water, into an abati, because you're thinking it cool off the water in the abati, really the abati is so hot, it's going to rather cook the water you're pouring into it. But abati, that's a klisheni, if you're pouring a large amount in, that's fine. Now, Mishnah Berurah says that he reminds us that we discussed previously that even from a klirishon is mevashel kadei klipo. If you pour something in a klirishon onto tavlin, let's say onto spices or something like that we had just in the last sif sefiud, it cooks at least the top layer of it. And that's a real problem of bishul deraisa. So when the Mechaber tells us over here at the end of the sif that if you can take a sabati and flip it and pour the water from the sabati into another ambati that's cold, that's fine. He says, we have to know, does it only mean if this ambati is klisheni or even if this ambati is klirishon? So the Maestro Mishnah Berurah says, even the sabati is a klirishon, he says that the poiskim is a shalom nachrenim, but the poiskim paskin, that's mutter. Because if there is only a limited amount of water in the sabati, and you're pouring into another kli, another ambati that has a lot of cold water, right away the water mixes, and instead of that water getting cooked like klipa, rather this water cools off. When you pour the water onto tavlin, so it cooks the top klipa of the tavlin. But over here, when you're pouring it into other water, so it all mixes together, and if there's a lot of water in the second kli, so it just all cools off, and nothing gets cooked. He says, similarly, to put a hot piece of meat off the fire, and take it and put it into cold water, that's a problem, because since it doesn't mix together, it's a solid with a liquid, so the immediate area of water around the hot piece of meat will get cooked. Only over here where it's liquid and liquid, they were not worried about it, it all mixes together, nothing gets cooked. Sif Yabez, you have a mecham, something like a hot water urn, that you took the hot water out of it, you'll have to put a lot of cold water into it, we're not afraid that since the mecham is still hot from the hot water previously had in it, that it's gonna cook this cold water. In fact, you can pour hot water into cold water into hot water, as long as you're doing with klisheni or even klisheni, non-klirishon. And the Mishnah Berurah says that even with klirishon, if you do it as such, there's a lot of cold water, and you know that nothing's going to get cooked, so then it's fine. It's really based on the Ramah. The Ramah says if it's a lot of water, there's no way to get cooked, it's just going to make it the colder won't be so cold, and hot water won't be so hot, that's more to even the klirishon. As long as it's not agabi esh, or Mishnah Berurah explains anywhere near esh, because then you're afraid you're going to leave it there, and eventually it'll get cooked. And Mishnah Berurah also discusses this mecham, the metal kalim in the olden days. If you put a lot of water into it, sometimes the kli would get like nigamar, get finished, something called like tziruf, where the kli got like the metal gets stronger, and that was the finishing of the production of the kli. So he says you're allowed to put water into the mecham on Shabbos, and we don't have to be afraid that you're going to be doing tziruf and finishing up this kli now, because since it's not mechaber for that, you're just looking for a place to put your cold water, the cold water shouldn't be too cold, it should get a little bit warmth. So your kavanah is not to tzirif, not to finish up the kli, nor is it psikresha that the kli will get this level of status of tzirif, so then it's fine. Someone's talking about chavon for tzirif, to finish up the kli, that's aser. Mishnah Berurah says, machlokes v'tzderais of the rabbanon, but that would zikr be aser. But over here, where you're not machavon for tzirif, it just might happen along the way, so then you don't have to worry about it, and then it's butter.